Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O people of Jordan and its soldiers, beware of the hordes of the Jalad Division, the threats of the Jewish entity to your country, and the complicity and subservience of the regime. Yesterday, September 10, 2025, the commander of the Central Command of the Jewish Entity's Army announced the formation of a new military division dubbed the Jalad Division. In the Jordan Valley, stationed at the Jordan Valley, the regional division is tasked with protecting the Jews' eastern borders in the Jordan Valley and the Dead Sea. He indicated that the formation of the division comes within the framework of what he described as learning lessons from the difficult failure Israel suffered on October 7, 2023. These new deployments come after threats by the Jewish entity's leaders to expand into Jordan and elsewhere under the umbrella of the, quote, Greater Israel Project, declared by Netanyahu, blessed by Trump, and explicitly announced by Smotrich, the Jewish entity's finance minister. Despite these direct and explicit threats and the mobilization of the Jewish entity's forces on Jordan's borders, which constitute a de facto declaration of war in the logic of sovereignty and covenants, the Jordanian regime, its government, its media, and its parliament are resorting to the silence of the dead. Those who have spoken out have spoken in blasphemy and collusion. The regime's men continue to make shameful statements, offering justifications that Jordanians no longer believe. These include the two-state solution, the refusal to allow extremists to carry out their activities, and their commitment to the security and well-being of the Jewish entity, which is arrogantly threatening the security of the region. It is as if the people of Jordan, and indeed the entire Islamic Ummah, are keen on the existence of this cowardly enemy, while their blood boils in their veins to eradicate it from its roots. Those who have incurred wrath have become humiliated and miserable. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمِ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go, unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah. Ali Imran 112. They realize that they have no other connection to the people than America, which is not as extended as they desire. They also have the connection of the agents among the Arab rulers, who have waged artificial wars that have enabled the Jews to take over all of Palestine and even attack the capitals of the surrounding Muslim countries in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and finally, Qatar. With complete arrogance and haughtiness, despite all this, they no longer trust the protection of these rulers who are on their way to demise and sense the danger coming from the people of the region, as revealed by the criminal Netanyahu statement on April 21, 2025, when he said, "We will not allow the establishment of a caliphate on the shores of the Mediterranean." Therefore, no matter how extensive and long-lasting the defense of their eastern borders is, no matter how many military units they muster, and no matter how much equipment America and Europe provide them, they are facing a battle that will annihilate them. The truthful and trustworthy one, peace and blessings be upon him, gave us glad tidings when he said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله. The last hour would not come unless the Muslims will fight against the Jews, and the Muslims would kill them until the Jews would hide themselves behind a stone or a tree, and a stone or a tree would say, Muslim or the servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. But the tree, Gharqad, would not say, for it is the tree of the Jews. This will happen soon, Allah willing. O people of Jordan, O soldiers of Jordan, O Muslims, we are the pioneers who does not lie to its people, and we do not fear blame for the sake of Allah. The regime is not concerned at all with protecting and defending you. It is not part of you, and you are not part of it. It only defends its own existence and the empowerment of the Jewish entity in the infidel West over your resources. It misleads you by claiming that Jordan is a strategic ally and partner of America, In fact, it only cares about itself and this statement. America has only its own interests at heart. Its largest base in Qatar has not prevented the Jewish entity from attacking Muslims on its territory, no matter how much its rulers boast that it is an ally and strategic partner. O brave soldiers of Jordan, the Jordanian regime and its henchmen have adopted a strategic line, which is to make peace with the Jewish entity and even stand with it in its war against Islam and Muslims, impoverish the country and its people, and wage war against those it calls obscurantists. You know that this means the advocates of Islam. It has taken its course by subordinating itself to the Kafir disbelievers, colonizer, and implementing its interests. The time has come to force it to protect Jordan and wage a real war with the Jewish entity, crushing it in defense of your religion, your country, and your honor. Otherwise, Allah forbid, you will not escape the wrath and anger of your people if the Jewish entity initiates an attack on Jordan, as it did in Qatar. You will have missed the opportunity to respond today rather than tomorrow. Muslims are more deserving of learning lessons than the Jewish entity. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated on the authority of Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, إِنَّ مَثَلِي وَمَثَلَ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٌ أَتَى قَوْمَهُ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ الْجَيْشَ بِعَيْنِي وَإِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْعَرْيَانُ فَالنَّجَا فَطَاعَهُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ فَأَدْلَجُوا فَانْطَلَقُوا عَلَى مُهْلَتِهِمْ وَكَذَّبَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْهُمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا مَكَانَهُمْ فَصَبَّحَهُمُ الْجَيْشُ فَأَهْلَكَهُمْ واجتاحهم فذلك مثل من أطاعني واتبع ما جئت به ومثل من عصاني وكذب ما جئت به من الحق. The similitude of mine and of that which Allah sent me is that of a person who came to us and said, O people, I have seen an army with my eyes and I am a plain warner and issue you warning that you should immediately manage to find an escape. A group of people from amongst them paid heed to his warning, fled to a place of protection, and a group amongst them belied him, and the morning overtook them in their houses, and the army attacked them and killed them, and they were routed. And that is the similitude of the one who obeyed me, followed with which I had been sent, and the similitude of the other is of one who disobeyed and belied me in the truth with which I have been sent. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Jordan.